Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sound like these guys are off key to you.
Does it?
That seems a little bit like they're off key a little bit. We're not, however. It's a good day program. We're on the mark, on the money, on the note. It's the 8th of February. I'm Doug Steffen with my cohort in, not in crime, but in collective reasoning. Oh, you think so? Let's say this is a criminal offense. Sometimes, I guess maybe it is what we get away with. The highlights of the day are what we are about here on the Good Day program in Dallas. James Collins in the main studio where I will be actually tomorrow morning. And I'll get to growl at him or look at him or say, oh, James, this is fun, wonderful. So wonderful. Everything is wonderful. Let's be optimistic, though, seriously, as we start this hour of the program. When you focus on the good gets better. Just kind of the way it is. So I have something for you that will be very good for you. Later on in the hour, I'm going to tell you why you should never pick your nose. There's some very interesting data
only
on that.
Only one reason why, not multiple?
Well, there's probably a number of reasons, but this one is a really good reason, a really good bad reason for you not to pick your nose. All right? So that comes up. If you're just kind of, depending on where you are in the country, and you're rolling over and saying, huh? What? What did he say? Don't pick your nose. I don't know anybody who doesn't pick their nose. Do you? Seriously.
Are you talking bareback finger?
Like,
I
yeah, yeah. Tissues,
and I'll pick it with the tissue, but I'm not using a bareback finger.
No. Okay. Even after you wash your hands? No?
Well, maybe I wash my hands even after I blow my nose.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Do you not? Are we learning all these new things?
I'm on the farm here. We don't take a lot of time to
what's
do special
hand
stuff.
Washing?
That's right. And we're mindful of the realities of the farm and the goodness, the cleanliness, all of that. So we explore things. There must be an app for this, right? An app for picking your nose, don't you think? There's got to be an app for
like what would the app do?
It would give you different ways of positioning.
Different ways, different fingers, different angles.
What happens if you use this finger? What happens if you use that finger?
I have a tissue like I have stuck my finger up my nose with a tissue wrapped around it, like a barrier kind of situation, but more than any, and that's only if there's really something up there that I can't get with twisting the tissue and putting the tissue up there itself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many germs. That's one of the things that, did we not learn this? If you hadn't learned this before COVID, this was something that was pushed during COVID, that touching, you know, putting your fingers in your nose, in your mouth, that aren't when they're not clean, touching your eyes, that's how you get sick. That's how the germs get up in there.
It was mostly in your eyes. That I remember, and that was, you need to be mindful of that speaking. That's a great word, too, by the way, don't you think? Be mindful, mm-hmm. having, awareness, if you will, consciousness of it. All right, let's get into what the Russians are doing. This is, there's a number of reports from yesterday that there were Russian aircraft flying over Alaska. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, which is also known as NORAD, detected and tracked four different Russian military aircraft operating in the air over Alaska. The Russian aircraft remained, then they went into international airspace, and then didn't fly. I guess there was concern over whether it would fly, the planes were flying over Canadian airspace as well. Apparently this, according to the Russians anyway, and to some of the people that watch what's going on in the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, which is known as ADIZ. This happens all the time. So why are they making a big deal out of it now? The zone stretches 150. Oh, right. Right. Why didn't I think of that? What I want to know is what Tucker Carlson talked to Putin about. Tucker Carlson somehow or other got an interview with Putin. And what's his face at X? Musk has been all over this promoting the fact that as Tucker Carlson's now working for him, I think he's paying him $100 million or something to be on X. They seem to be good, not strange bedfellows, but they seem to be compatible in their philosophy about things. And so Tucker has found a new home, and somehow or other this was. And by the way, speaking of Elon Musk, he's the one somehow or other. Gina Carano got to him about being fired from the Mandalorian. Do you remember? We were talking about that yesterday. You remember that story? She's one of those
some
action stars.
She was anti-Semitic, too right-wing.
Right.
One of the things that she had posted about was she was picking on people who were wearing masks during COVID. But who wasn't? Like, people were wearing masks and getting mad at people for not wearing masks. People were choosing not to wear masks and getting mad at people for wearing masks.
So the people sort of who don't appreciate a lot of this stuff and they still go to Disneyland, are they sort of being contradictory? If you don't like Disney because of their progressive or liberal stand on things, then why do you go to Disneyland? Why do you go to Disney World? Why do so many people bring their families there if it's that important? Or is it really that important? Why does Disney even express themselves? That's the other side of it. There's a lot of stuff that they don't need to be involved in one way or the other.
Yeah, some people disassociate or compartmentalize.
Yeah, right. So anyway, Tucker went to Russia, and there's no, I don't know what he, I haven't gotten anything out of it. Maybe, I don't think there's been anything that's been released yet in terms of the conversation that happened. There was a rumor that he'd gone, and I think yesterday it was confirmed. But then back to Gina Carano for a second. Why would Elon Musk get involved in this to the point where he's funding the lawsuit for her against Disney? So what's that all about? Wasn't there some thing with Disney and X? I've forgotten whether there's something that goes back a little bit with Musk. Anyway.
I think Musk is very open. Like, he's very big on freedom of speech to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, like, regardless of what it is, there's not a lot of the algorithms that have certain things you can't say. Like, what Meta has, if there are certain words that get flagged, they will remove that post or they will shut you down and stuff. And Elon Musk is very big on, it doesn't matter what you say, you should have the right to say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's something to be said for that, actually. There are a lot of people who get cowed into not saying what they think. As a matter of fact, I've said things on the air, and people who have been in management or people who have listened and thought, ooh, why did he say that? Whether it's about Trump or whether it's about something else. But if you really do have, if you listen to a program or you have a particular thought pattern, and you like it or you don't like it, does it mean that everything that you say has to fit into a category? That doesn't work for me. Never has. Maybe that's why I didn't ever get as popular as Rush Limbaugh was, but still here.
That's one of those things where people have to put, it's almost easier for the human mind to put people into a box rather than to see each everyone individually, especially when you have these companies, these brands, where if somebody that is working for them, someone who is representing them essentially, says something that people don't like and is costing them money, they will sever ties with them. And we live in a society now where you're not allowed to just keep your mouth shut. If, like, say, for instance, Doug, say you say something that I disagree with, but I don't audibly disagree, I just keep my mouth shut, people will lump our opinions together. They will say your opinion is also my opinion because that's how the human mind just works. So when you have these companies, again, who feel like they're losing out on money, they're going to sever ties with people.
All right, so I got a pretty good example of that. We started last week back with MyPillow. And there's no secret to the fact that a lot of people didn't like Mike Lindell's standing up for Trump. A lot of people did like it, but a lot of people didn't like it. So basically, the stuff that they were selling and the way they were selling it through radio hosts, even if they identified with Trump or they liked Mike Lindell, the audience sort of was taken back by it, and therefore their sales dropped off. So, and I said at the time, this was about a year ago, that I didn't think it made any difference. Got a lot of people who work in that plant, and they may or may not agree with Mike Lindell. They may or may not agree with Donald Trump. They may not agree. Who, you know, what difference does it make? They're making a product that is useful and has value, and so do they individually. So here we have this attempt to put, and it frankly worked for a while, Lindell into this category of, you know, I don't want to listen to him because I don't agree with him. And so therefore everything he does, including making my pillows, is no value anymore.
The Native American product that is employing a whole bunch of Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so now to the point of, let's talk about that for a second, because the best prices ever are in effect right now at MyPillow.com. So if you use the code, the promo code DS, obviously duh, for Doug Steffen, DS, you get free shipping, 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the brand new flannel sheets that have just arrived. You get a six-pack towel set for $29.98. You got 100% made in America products, and now they're selling mattresses. They used to, last time we talked about them, they had mattress toppers that were great. I got one on my bed. Mattresses now, you get them, and everything's made in America. Cool stuff. Everything is on sale right now in the catalog, which you can find at MyPillow.com. As a matter of fact, the bath towels. These are, the reason I like them, come in a lot of different colors, but that's not why you like them. You like them because they actually work. You know, there are a lot of towels around, very expensive. They look good, they feel good, but they don't absorb a thing. You have these towels and they're just pushing the water around on your body. That's how it happens with these towels now, the bath towels from MyPillow, plus dog beds and blankets, couch pillows, as opposed to couch potatoes, I guess. Best specials ever. At MyPillow.com, so let's get at it, okay? Use the promo code DS when you're shopping. Get free shipping at MyPillow.com. Once again, the promo code is DS.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Taylor Swift. Can you imagine somebody focused on Taylor Swift? Can you imagine people being interested in what Taylor Swift is doing? Can you imagine that she's doing more than what she had done before, has been doing? Good heavens.
She's a busy bee.
Yeah, she's a busy bee. So she's in Japan now, but she's coming back for the game, right? Isn't that how this
yes.
is going to work this weekend?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, with the time difference and the flight and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. she will make it with enough time to spare.
Oh, sweet. I bet she has her own plane that has a bed in it, right? She sleeps on the plane. I can't imagine it. It's not. She's not
I believe she has her own private jet because there's a lawsuit going on. Do you remember that? We've discussed that college student who was tracking celebrities' private planes and the paths and how often they fly and all that, kind of in a stance against the carbon footprint of private planes an environmental situation, and there's a lawsuit, mm-hmm. which a lot of celebrities have been suing, that this is a danger, letting people know the whereabouts when it's private situations and that there are more people involved. It's not just the celebrity on the plane. There are more people, which puts their lives in danger, too.
Yeah. All right, so she had the concert film that she made $150 million on. She has a streaming home now for that, which will add this bonus footage that's been added into it. And apparently she's going to, because of the deal that she has with Disney, Disney Plus, there are going to be more all kinds of things available from her performances. So we're going to sort of go through that strategy right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right. So there's a certain amount of imagination required, but not much. think comes to Taylor Swift and all the tours that she's done and all the songs that she's sung in her 34 years. Did she start when she was like 3 or 4 years old and she started singing? What do you know about her history as a child?
Well, she did like musical theater and stuff when she was in school. She did a whole lot of different things. Yeah, and I can't remember how old she was when she first picked up her guitar, but she was pretty young when she first hit the scene of trying to do things like on, you know, performing free at right. different events mm-hmm. and yeah, the, mm-hmm. like the little makeshift stage and stuff. And
mm-hmm. yeah, cool. All right, so on March 15th, you'll be able to start on Disney Plus downloading the Eras Tour. That's where this started. The concert movie was around, what, last fall? I think it was around for about
a month.
Yeah,
it hit theaters, and then in December it went to streaming services, but you could only rent it. You couldn't just stream it, and you could rent it for 48 hours for $19.89 was the cost, and now it's going to have a home on Disney Plus, so you can actually stream it. You can watch it extended periods of time without having to pay for it each time. And there's going to be more to it as well. Like, they're going to have additional performances that were cut from the previous streaming and from the movie showings, too.
Yeah. So here's what the challenge here for her, it would seem, as with anybody else. When you go this big and you are this much exposed, what do you do the next time to be better than or more than? Because people are going to expect, all right, look at what she's done.
Planning.
What's going to be next for Taylor Swift? Well, the immediate thing that's next is that she's at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Woo-hoo! 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren X.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measures said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man, one man descended to Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me come through the top.
Climber Madison DeChamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not DeChamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Hello. Hey, who? What's up?
Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, you pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
Yo, where's Dookie?
That is the dumbest commercial that ever was.
I forgot about that one.
Where was it?
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
The Horseshoe Film Scary Movie, they did spoof off this commercial with the masked face killer from Scream and just doing like different like what's up things with calling the victims.
Right.
They're doing that to each other.
Silly commercials from years past. People paying a lot of attention. They have all been released, I think, for this Sunday as well. Haven't they all kind of made it to various social media.
I think short
platforms.
Versions. Yeah, short I think like some teaser clips, and some of them, some of them in the entirety have already been airing, but we're going to get some new ones that we hadn't seen before, and then the compilation of the favorite ones from years past, I believe, airs Friday night.
Is it Friday night? Yeah, CBS, and that is that Boomer again and Daniel Rojas. They've done it the last 3 or 4 years, I think. The best Super Bowl cover.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting? Now, see, I can have fun. I don't really give a damn about the game, but I can have fun with at least the commercials and the recipes for game day, right? I was looking at something else that somebody, when I start talking about this, then people send me these things. Here's what we're doing at our house. Philly cheesesteak, nachos, lobster roll sliders. Ew.
What? Why is that? Ew, lobster roll? Lobster rolls are
I love what do they do? It looks like they
lobster roll slider? It's just mini. Little mini.
Oh, is that it? Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. So let's see here. And the buffalo wings that people say are delicious. I've never gotten into buffalo wings. There's a whole chain that sells nothing but buffalo wings, right? Probably this is one of their biggest days of the year. Crispy wings. This is a recipe that people can do at home if you use an air dryer. Aha! The air fryer or whatever they but use the air fryer and it's healthy. Let's see here. Golden crispy. Some buffalo sauce. What is that? That's got to be something pretty hot, right?
Buffalo sauce, but like I dip fries with it. I don't eat wings or anything like that, but I still want to get down with those sauces and dipping fries in them. So delicious.
Using Cabot cheese, a cheesy spinach artichoke dip. Cabot cheese is kind of, it's from Vermont. I think you can get it. Can't you get it all over the country though? Can't you get cabbage cheese where you are? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's special. The Pillsbury Doughboy has figured out how to make football pizza. Right? Football pizza. Now, let's see. What do you do with the football pizza?
Is it just in the shape of the football?
Right. And then you put mozzarella on it, pepperoni slices that are in the shape of a football. Okay. So this is all about
how it looks. This is more like an aesthetic thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. Let's see here. Blueberry Bites. What's the story with that? This is the official state fruit of New Jersey. I don't know how they managed to get that. But at any rate, there's a way of mixing blueberries with brie. Ooh! Yeah. Brie?
Do you not like brie cheese?
And blueberries? No!
Brie cheese is so good.
It's so sour. All right. There's a recipe for whoopie pies. Now, that seems to be more appropriate for a football game. It's a chocolate. Let's see here. They make them in the shape of a football with the chocolate and barley and sage.
Huh? Isn't it like a version of an Oreo, but it's more cakey than cookie?
Maybe, yeah. That's I like that line. More cakey than cookie. Yeah. All right, let's see what kind of trouble Curtis Sliwa is getting into. Do you know who Curtis Sliwa is? Most people probably listening know who Curtis Sliwa is. But tell me if you don't, because I don't want to assume anything. If
am unfamiliar. Remind me.
All right. Curtis Sliwa runs the Guardian Angels. He made a name for himself, it's been 30 years or more ago. He's getting he's an old timer now, but I remember once being with him. He wears that red sateen jacket and a red what do they call those things? A beret, thank you, yeah. He was a green beret, and now he wears a red beret, and they go around trying to protect New Yorkers from crime. It's a very potent anti-crime patrol group that's been around for a long time. He's got a radio program he does in WABC in New York. He's been on the air there for quite a long time. And apparently this week he got into a little bit of a brouhaha because he roughed up, or he didn't, I think some of the Guardian Angels roughed up a guy who was he was misidentified, and I'm not sure whether this is police stuff or whether it is something that, you know, they have gone long and hard in the immigration situation, because New York has had a horrible time with these people, you know, just all over the place. There was a the idea here was to highlight disorder and crime in New York as caused by the new arrivals. And so this sort of bizarre altercation played out. And it was actually, I guess, in Times Square. The volunteers were there in their bomber jackets and their red berets. And they identified somebody, or I'm not sure whether they got this from the police. But anyway, somebody that was there that supposedly wasn't supposed to be there. And they took down this guy on the corner of 42nd and 7th, where some kind of misadventure had taken place.
Like they tackled a quote-unquote migrant, and turned out the guy was from the U.S. He wasn't a migrant at all.
Yeah, right. And so what? This is kind of like the vigilantes.
But is that a hate crime? Is that still a hate crime for attacking a person because of a group you identify them with?
What you think she is. Yeah, he or she is. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of black. Well, at this point, there's a lot of backlash, but it's on both sides. You know, the city has asylum seekers everywhere. And the people who live in New York, taxpayers in New York, people who want to, you know, they go to work, they want to live in New York, they want to feel comfortable. And the police department hasn't done, this mayor in New York's not, he's not a good leader. And he was a former policeman, as a matter of fact. And the police are not doing their job, apparently. It's too bad Frank Reagan wasn't the police commissioner in New York. He'd straighten it all out, right? That would be a good thing. Anyway, the Guardian Angels have been around since the late 70s. Sliwa founded them, he and his wife at the time. I remember doing a couple of radio programs with her. Man, she was a piece of work. She was she was somebody you wouldn't want to get in her way, let's put it that way. She was one tough cookie. Very interesting, very interesting. She went on to be on the news. She got a job as a news reporter or a news anchor on one of the New York television stations after she divorced Curtis. Anyway, I don't remember her name, but I remember she was one tough cookie. Yep.
Lisa Evers?
All right. Lisa, thank you. Where'd that come from? That was her name.
Dr. Googlebot.
You remember?
Our dear friend.
Lisa Evers, yes. That was her. Big,
yes,
tall.
Married from 1981 to 1995.
Yep. Okay. This is something good. As a matter of fact, I think all states ought to do what's going on in Hawaii. This week there's a bill in Hawaii that will ban foreigners from buying any land anywhere on any of the islands in Hawaii. And I'm all for this. Mm-hmm. This is going to ban foreigners. Obviously, we want you to come and spend your money and have a good time. It's a beautiful place. I'm going over there to check out the radio station at the end of March for a couple of days. And it's, I just kind of, I think it's a good time for a trip to Hawaii. But if you're going over there to buy land, they're going to send you away. Because they don't want you to buy land, and I'm all for that, not only in Hawaii, but pretty much every state in the country should do the same thing. The residents over there have been complaining about the impact of tourism and luxury home and resort development that has been taking place with the people that are doing all of the developing, not Americans, buying land and developing.
It's not like they're buying a home and moving here.
No.
Like
they're buying the land and developing it, and it's not you know, really to
making
the benefit of
a profit.
Right. Anyway, Florida, now I'm thinking about the Florida bill that was passed last year. It has been partially blocked, challenges from people. And these, by the way, the lawsuits against the state of Florida have been all from Chinese companies, right? But the bill restricts Chinese buyers who aren't citizens. And that's the, if you're a citizen of America, great. Have at it. But if you're not, and you want to just suck away our natural resources or suck away whatever it is you think you make a buck at, The Chinese have been smarter than we have. They've come over here and bought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of land all over the country. So anyway, the Chinese Communist Party sponsored a lawsuit against the state of Florida, and a federal appeals judge named Nancy Abdu called the law a blanket ban against Chinese non-citizens and said it blatantly violates the 14th Amendment protecting people against discrimination. My God, talk about shooting ourselves in the foot. So we have actually people, the Chinese are smart enough to know where we are vulnerable, where our Achilles heel is, and so they've used it against us. They want to buy up all of our land. Why don't we go to China and buy up their land? Except who wants to go to China to buy up any land? Who wants to even be there? So there's not the same attraction. We're suckers here in this country. We really are. Suckers.
Well, it's the capitalist economy.
Yeah, right. So we invite everybody in, take advantage of it.
Yep, as long as they're paying.
Man. Do I sound like Captain Curmudgeon today?
No, I think this is very accurate and on point.
Yeah. All right, something else that's accurate. The focus on you and your weight and your health and your well-being. Valentine's Day is next week. And there are a couple of big things that are on tap for those of you who go to mypillow.com, but I already did that. How about you go to toploss.com? That's a better place to go for losing weight because that's the home of Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and the simple way to keep it off. So please, from time to time, as you're thinking, you're contemplating, am I going to lose this weight? Just go to toploss.com. You'll see the whole program laid out for you. So if you've gained weight and you want to lose it, take advantage of their couples pack for Valentine's Day. The all-natural way to lose weight is to go to toploss.com. I'm going to combine these two and get the couples pack. Check it out. Lose the weight. You'll love it at toploss.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come?
Uh-oh. It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
You're still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Three after the hour now. It's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirstner. Food, farm, family, focus. Hoo-wee. Wait a minute. February, food, farm, family, focus. All right, so we keep going, or let's actually get
to for real.
Part of things. Yeah. Today is National Bake for Family Fun Day. Actually, this month is. This is celebrated by the Domino's pizza people, it looks like, right? Baking of, I have this, the house that we're dismantling in the development that we're doing has a fabulous pizza oven in it. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it because I don't want to destroy it. Because pizza is, you know, something that's on people's minds because of the game.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so anyway, and baking in this circumstance, I think the focus is on, how to bake, you know, pizzas, but how about cupcakes? How about regular? How about cookies? You know, what else do you bake? Mm-hmm. You bake lots of baked potato. So this goes back to
different things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's fun to get the whole family involved. It's a quality time. It's genuine quality time.
So figure out what you want to bake, get the family together, and celebrate. I think that maybe is a good focus there. I want to get to some of these contamination stories. We've been on this applesauce thing for now, 2 months or more? The Wanabana cinnamon applesauce?
I want to say it started last spring, or maybe it was at the end of
that
summer.
Long?
When
Woo!
The first, well, because there's been so, it was one type of applesauce, then it was expanded into other products, then other brands, and then there was a situation of thinking that, like, kids were actually getting sick. This wasn't just some voluntary recall because they called it ahead of time. Then it was the lead put in by man? Was this not necessarily an accident, but was this malicious intent? And then it was showing that the applesauce wasn't FDA, not FDA approved, but like it hadn't gone through the inspections and testings and all of this stuff. And now they're really pinpointing, like, not product A, but exhibit A, like where this actually all came from and more of an origin to it. The paper trail is extending.
Well, the cinnamon that they're using in this applesauce comes from a processor that's getting the cinnamon in Sri Lanka. And that apparently they tested cinnamon sticks, and they were free from lead contamination, but then they were processed. So after or during the processing, that seems to be when the problem occurred. And so now there are all kinds of this is an Ecuadorian process. And done, that's where the processing is done. And so the cinnamon that's processed in this plant has been used for these applesauce pouches. Imagine, think about how universal food is and where you don't know when you're eating something where it really comes from. What's the origin of this or that?
Mm-hmm. You know, and even if it says it's made here, well, maybe it was made here, but all of the ingredients assembled from somewhere else.
Yeah. Right, yep. At least they've figured out what the source is. Now, how do they cut it off? Hopefully they've done that. Somebody smart enough to just say, nope, no more of that. We're not letting that stuff in our country. Period. End of story. All right, there's some good news for people who are worried about salmonella and other bacteria. There's a bit of info about tomato juice that you should know. Tomato juice kills a particular bacteria which is responsible for typhoid fever. Wow, this is big stuff, right? Bacteria can harm people's digestive and urinary tract as well. Salmonella typhi is a human-specific pathogen transmitted in food, causes all kinds of symptoms, food poisoning, it's deadly, it's awful. But if you want to get rid of it, you pour tomato juice. Does it do the trick? Well, according to this research that I'm looking at, yeah, it does. Gets rid of it. I don't know what there is, the property. There's some peptides in there, apparently, that kill the bug. And so you want to make sure. I mean, how do you know you're exposed to salmonella until you get sick? That's the other thing, because you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times you have to test your food. Like if you eat at a restaurant, this is a reason to always take leftovers home, even if you don't plan on eating them. Because if you do get sick, you can have the leftovers tested. Because sometimes insurance, they want the proof that you ate from somewhere else and that you didn't get it yourself. Because then they want to go after the restaurant and not pay for it.
All right, we talked about why not to pick your nose. So the satisfactory answer to that is a quickie. Apparently, according to research from Dr. Ken's point of view, if you pick your nose, it'll cause Alzheimer's disease. There's something in moving around whatever in your nose gets up to your brain. So don't pick your nose so you don't get Alzheimer's. How's that for a final note in this hour on the Good Day Program?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.